It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In the studio is Mayor Terry Renner and Amelia Burgess. What are your questions about video gaming or sales tax sharing? The number's 309-438-8910. GLT started reporting on the sales tax sharing discussion back in March after last night's discussion and the straw poll, with a majority of aldermen moving, voicing against moving forward. Where does it go from here?
It's dead. In the short term, at least. I think that's pretty clear. And it's unfortunate. I am disappointed that we had a 5-4 vote in the council to not even explore or analyze this possibility. There were, I think, some misinformation. There was a rumor mill. And I think that's at the time where you absolutely need evidence. You need to have data-driven decisions.
And fourth ward, Alderman Amelia Burgess, what did Alderman actually decide not to do? Did they decide not to discuss it? Did they decide not to learn more? Did they decide not to move forward? All of those things?
Well, I think at the end of the day, what the decision was is to not have a broader conversation. And I think that's somewhat concerning because the Town of Normal approached the City of Bloomington and asked us to consider this proposal. Keeping in mind, there's no formal proposal. There's no exact agreement the City of Bloomington was being asked to say yes or no to. What we were being asked to do is to engage in a conversation with the starting point of potentially having a shared sales tax agreement. But the end point could have been somewhere else, that it was more in the context of a broader conversation about how we as a community as a whole can better address and work together to complement and enhance our economic development activity.
So you think maybe the conversation has been shut off prematurely regarding this issue?
I do. I think that I understand that there were strong reactions one way or the other upon hearing the initial proposal, this idea of sales tax sharing. It is, it is an unusual proposal. It's one that, hadn't necessarily been on the radar before. And there were some strong concerns about what that would mean, what it would look like. I think those are all very valid conversations. But we needed to keep in mind that there were also very positive reactions, people saying, hey, this could be great for our community. There are a lot of potential benefits. I think as a council, I think we could have taken the opportunity to learn more, regardless of our initial position, to have this conversation and to find out what the alternative point of view was.
The Sound Ideas listener line is 309-438-8910. According to some, this proposal would have reduced the possibility of competition between the two communities. Here's how Town of Normal City Manager Mark Peterson put it on June 1st during Sound Ideas.
What it's trying to do is guard against competition between the two cities for sales tax. It's going to guard against poaching businesses. Not to say that's gone on, but it certainly can happen. And it hopefully will prevent either city giving large financial incentives to land sales tax producers, which I think at the end of the day probably isn't great public policy. Both cities will still actively support retail development in their community. But when a store comes into Bloomington or a store goes into Normal, both communities are going to gain. They'll both celebrate and they'll both support each other's efforts to bring in retail, no matter which side of Division Street that retailer is located.
Town Manager Mark Peterson from June 1st. Mayor Renner, what do you think about what Mark Peterson had to say? And what do you think about good public policy and where this proposal would have fit into that?
Right. Well, I absolutely agree with everything that Mark Peterson said. And I think that was at the core of our conversation, the core of the intent. And again, just to back up, as Alderwoman Burgess mentioned, there's not actually a specific proposal. This was a concept. This is an idea, as actually Mark Peterson, I think, laid it out, and some of the potential advantages. And that is, so we wouldn't be having perhaps bad blood or issues when, let's say, Dick's Sporting Goods moves from Normal to Bloomington or Distill goes in the other direction. Because if a business comes to Normal, in concept, if the figure was 60% Bloomington, 40% Normal, 62-38, whatever the figure would be, 60% or so of the revenue, even if the business is located in Normal, of the sales tax revenue, would go to Bloomington. About 40% to Normal. If that business moved or expanded in Bloomington, it would also be 60-40. So essentially, it was trying to suggest that it's neutral which side of Division Street you might locate your business on. That was the concept, and really not much more than that.
And Amelia Burgess, your thoughts on what Mark Peterson had to say and where this proposal fits into what might be good or bad public policy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Mr. Peterson raises some really good issues with how we as a Twin Cities have a unique situation where we are right next to each other, and in some regards, we are competing with each other. I think looking at the bigger picture and saying, you know, looking at it from the perspective of an individual or a company who is interested in investing in our community, which would you prefer? You know, going from Bloomington to Normal and trying to figure out, you know, which is best, or coming into the community and having both Bloomington and Normal say, hey, welcome to our community. Here are the amenities we offer. Let's help you find the best location for you, regardless of arbitrary division lines.
That's 4th Ward Alderman Amelia Burgess. Also in the studio, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Let's listen to what Alderman David Sage had to say at last night's meeting.
What I see are businesses making business decisions, and rather than taking the time to kind of acknowledge and highlight those businesses, their long-term commitments to our community, the successes that they have. It seems to me that maybe some others have tried to take this as an opportunity to open up a conversation about the shared sales tax. And there again, I personally don't think there is a problem. I see businesses making business decisions.
Businesses, that's David Sage from last night's work session prior to the council meeting. Businesses may be making business decisions, but are those decisions influenced by an incentive package that reduces the business's tax obligation to the community and tax revenue to the community, with the business winning and the community losing?
Absolutely. I think that's part of what was intended with this proposal, is that we would... Certainly, if a business was going to go from Bloomington to Normal, or vice versa, we would have no incentive, of course, to give incentives to businesses. So, yeah, businesses are going to make business decisions, but we can act and leverage our assets as a community, as Alderwoman Burgess so eloquently put it a few minutes ago. And I think that was the idea here. And so there was quite a bit, I think, read in to this concept, but it was just a concept. And I think it's unfortunate that we're at this point not even going to evaluate it or discuss it anymore.
Let's talk about the Kroger deal for just a moment. Is there a net gain or a net loss to the community in terms of what Kroger will be paying in tax obligation?
Well, that depends on whether what we don't know is that the city gave some fairly minor incentives, but the city did give some incentives. Would Kroger have done this in the absence of those incentives? Maybe. You know, they're going to put in a $25+ million operation. They're the largest in all of Illinois and the first in Illinois. Maybe they would have come here anyway. Certainly, if this was a situation where we had this agreement in place, it's very unlikely that we would have offered the incentives that we did offer in terms of sales tax rebate.
And Amelia, anything to add?
Yeah, and Kroger is actually a good example of how you know, our starting point and our end point could be different locations, because Kroger is a very specific thing where one business is moving from Normal into Bloomington, and that has a detrimental effect on Normal's tax base. So there are other communities who have maybe not entered into a full tax sharing agreement, but have found ways to minimize that impact in the short term by saying that some of the tax money generated by that particular company will flow back into the original community for a period of time. All of these different, you know, iterations of this bigger idea are things that I'd hoped that we would have the opportunity to discuss.
And that's what we're talking about here, is that the idea of this has come to an end. You're no longer talking about an idea.
I don't think that the idea has come to an end. I think what council said last night is they don't want to invest city resources in continuing this conversation.
May continue as it has been behind the scenes, and it may bubble to the surface again.
I hope so. I hope we continue to have at the very least informal conversations between our communities on how we can work together, especially in the realm of economic development.
Right. If I could just clarify, when I said it was dead, it's dead for the short term. I agree with Alderwoman Burgess, and that is we maybe after the elections, we can begin to revisit some version of this, especially if there's a little bit more of a broader public education on this and what it is and what it is not. I think misinformation was maximized at yesterday's
council. Do you think the process hurt this proposal in the fact that the way it sort of organically grew, which was some council people and aldermen in Washington, D.C. began discussing this concept, and it continued to be discussed sort of behind the scenes until you know, last night, which was the first public discussion of this.
Yeah, I don't think this is how policy is supposed to be made. I don't, you know, if it harmed it, you know, that's unfortunate. Alderman Burgess?
Yeah, I think that the process here was very appropriate to start out with informal conversations, idea sharing between communities, and then to take it to the next level, let's do a little research, maybe put a little bit of resources to saying, what do other communities do? I think perhaps the unusual thing here was that during this more informal stage of the process, some of the Bloomington Council members said, we would like to have a public vote before we go any further, and that's an unusual way to go about it. It's not a little less typical than what you would often see. More often, I think you would see these informal conversations actually leading to a formal proposal. Whereas, we've cut that process short. But obviously, a majority of council thought that was appropriate.
309-438-8910 is the number to call to join this conversation. Bloomington provides funds to the Bloomington Economic Development Council. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And be an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these organizations, along with the Chamber of Commerce, are endorsing the sales tax sharing proposal. What does this decision last night among council members say about the confidence in these two organizations, or all three organizations?
Well, I think you'd have to ask the five members of the city council who voted no. But I think that there are some definite concerns. I'm concerned as mayor, and we will see moving forward.
Alderman Burgess?
Yeah, I think it would be a shame if this vote were interpreted as a vote of no confidence in those institutions. I think, on the whole, the city of Bloomington, very much listens to our partners in the community and respects their opinions and hopes to be informed by them.
Do Bloomington elected officials or city staff trust Town of Normal staff or elected officials? Prior to last night, there seemed to be some suspicion about motives and questions such as, why now? What do you both of you think about that?
Well, we certainly hope that we have trust and can rebuild the trust. Certainly, Mayor Kuss and I talk all the time, sometimes several times a day. And I know Alderman Burgess meets with many of her colleagues in Normal. And so I'm hoping that we can have that kind of communication. I've also strongly urged my council to go to the Illinois Municipal League, to go to the National League of Cities, get out and get a comparative perspective. That is essential. And to making good public policy, because I think that there are, if you understand how policies are generally made, there's no specific box checking. If you're obsessed with process, you're not going to get things done. We have to have a mindset where we want to get things done, not check all the boxes, dot every I and cross every T.
And Amelia, the question about trust between the two communities?
Yeah, I think we need to remember that we have roles to play. I am elected to represent the citizens of the city of Bloomington, and the town council members are elected to represent the citizens of the town of Normal. I don't expect the town of Normal council members to share the same perspective that I do. We're in different roles. However, I think we all need to trust and understand that as members of this community and as people being elected to represent the community, that we understand and see the benefit of sometimes delaying or putting our own individual municipality needs aside. An example of that would be the Tiger Grant. We take turns. We don't compete against each other. So I do think that we need to make sure that there is a trust, that we're all looking at the bigger picture and keeping that in mind when we are taking action.
And as you said, Mayor Renner, dead but not really dead, it could come back.
Absolutely. And it might be after the next year's April elections. It could, we might have a new council, might have a new mayor, and might have a different perspective on these things.
All right, Terry, thanks as always for joining us on Sound Ideas. Also, Fourth Ward Alderman Amelia Burgess, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Mayor Terry Renner and Town of Normal Mayor Chris Kuss join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. You're listening to Sound Ideas.